Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zevachim Nun Aleph, Zevachim 51a, pagination is 101. We're going to be starting about midway on the page. The first word on the line is Lei, and then we have a two dots, Yarei Hadam, which is where we will begin. The Gemara is making reference and quoting a statement in the Mishnah, Mem Zayin Amid Beis 47b, that told us that when the Kohen came out from doing the carbon that was done in the inner area of the Beis HaMikdash, Shiyorei Hadam HaYashofech HaYisod Ma'aravi Shal Mizbeach HaChitzon, the remaining blood would be poured into the foundation part of the outer Mizbeach and the foundation part at the west side of the Mizbeach. So let's appreciate our positioning, and then we'll appreciate the Gemara. If you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash from what would be considered the main doors, you are in the east of the complex, and you are facing west. The Kodesh Kadashim is just about the furthest to the west, and in it was the Aron, of course. In front of it, moving further east to where you're standing, is the menorah, the shulchan, and the smaller mizbeach, also called the golden mizbeach. And that's all the kodesh, that's still considered the inner area. Coming still closer to you, you have the chatzar, the courtyard. And in the courtyard, towards the left, is the way it's situated, is the large mizbeach, which is basically a box-like footprint with a ramp facing even further towards the left. The left, by the way, is south. The right is north. The Mishnah which described that you're going to pour the remaining of the blood into the foundation of the Mizbeach is telling us that there was indeed a hole there that the blood could be poured into, and it would go underneath the Mizbeach, and that the spot that you were focusing on was going to be the west side of the Mizbeach, meaning the side that faced the Kodesh from which you were coming. As a person comes from the Kodesh towards where I described you were standing coming into the Beis HaMikdash, that person coming out of the Kodesh is facing east, and the first wall of the Mizbeach that he's going to encounter is going to be the side of the Mizbeach described as its western side. Asks the Gemara, Shiorei Hadam, indeed the blood that remains is going to be poured down the foundation part of the western side of the Mizbeach. My time, why? Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk, El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola Asher Pesach Oel Moed. The Yisod, the foundation of the Mizbeach that's used for the Karban Ola, which is by the opening of the Oel Moed, that foundation side of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Hahu de Paga Bereisha, the side that you encounter first. Now, just to foreshadow so that we appreciate what's going on here, Tosfos suggests that according to Rashi, these last words are not necessary, are not in the Gemara. Hahu de Poga Bereisha, the one that you encounter first, is not necessary to understand the Gemara and the Drasha. Let's take a look at Rashi. It's just beneath where the lines of the Gemara end, and the Rashi lines widen. Rashi quotes the Gemara, Maitaima, why does this western side of the Mizbeach, the spot, why is it that that's the spot for pouring the blood? Says Rashi, Al Yesod Mizbach HaOla Asher Pesach HaOel Moed, the quote from the Pasuk, Rashi explains, Yesod Shekineged HaPesach, the foundation that's opposite the opening. Vizuhi Ma'aravo Shal Mizbeach, and that's the western side of the Mizbeach. And Rashi says it again, Shu Kineged Pesach HaHeichol, because that's the side that's opposite the Heichol, the inner area of the Beis HaMikdash. As Tosfos explains, according to Rashi, this has nothing to do with logistics. This is a drasha. The pasuk is telling you the side that's opposite the Ohel Moed, and that's why it has to be the western side. Look at Tosfos Asher, and just skip in four lines after he quotes Rashi, Velogoris, and there's no reason to have the version in our Gemara, Mashakosa Besfarim, Ahuda Poga Bereisha, because he encounters it first. It has nothing to do with where he's coming from and that he's encountering it first. That's a logistical suggestion. Mishim Demashma Mitam She'ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. If you invoke those three words, Ahuda Poga Bereisha, what you're really saying is that there's a different svara playing in here called Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. You're not allowed to skip over mitzvahs. V'lo min ha-posuk, in which case you're not learning it from the posuk, Pesach Ohel Moed. And Rashi understood the Gemara, you're learning it from Pesach Ohel Moed. It makes no difference where he would be coming from, the side that fronts to the Ohel Moed, which is the western side of the Mizbeach, is the side for pouring the blood. There obviously was another approach in understanding this Gemara, which is the text of our Gemara, Hahu Depoga Bereisha, that it has to somehow have something to do with the fact that logistically you're encountering that side first. And Tosfos says it's a svara of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, you're not allowed to skip over mitzvahs. And therefore, logistically, as you encounter that side, that's where you're supposed to do the mitzvah. Now, we certainly have a concept hashkafically in Jewish philosophy of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, not to miss out on a mitzvah opportunity. There are many examples of this, but one example, Ilu Yoda Reuven, if Reuven would have known that his suggesting that they should not kill Yosef was going to be recorded in the Torah for posterity, he would have picked Yosef up on his shoulders and carried him straight to his father and totally saved him, because this is a mitzvah opportunity. But as Chazal are inferring, he didn't appreciate the magnitude of the opportunity. But if a person would correctly appreciate the magnitude of the opportunity, there's a principle, Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. A mitzvah has its own greatness, its own status, and a mitzvah in and of itself should not be skipped if there's an opportunity. Tosfos, however, wonders that even with proofs that Rashi's right, that it's a drosha, not a logistical thing, but indeed, why wouldn't Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, not to skip over mitzvahs, apply in this case? And Tosfos, towards the end, it's four lines up from the end of Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, D'lo Shayich Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs, Ela K'sheyesh Shtei Mitzvahs Lefanav. The concept of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs is when you have two mitzvahs in front of you and you skip one to do the other. It's probably explained as an aspect of disrespect, that I'm skipping this one to do the other one. You're not allowed to do that. Hahuta Poga Bereisha, whichever one you encounter first. But if it's not two mitzvahs, there's no such concept in a binding sense. It's a hashkafic sense. Everybody agrees. Not supposed to skip mitzvah opportunities, but that's not binding, and that's not going to be the final say on how to go ahead and pour this blood out. The drasha is going to be the final word. Says Tosfos, when would ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah supply? Kigon dishin mizbeach penimis u'menorah. If you have to do something on the inner mizbeach, which came first as the person walked into the Beis HaMikdash, or to the menorah, so the mizbeach comes first before the menorah, so then you would do the mizbeach first, the argument goes, because that's ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah, two mitzvahs in front of me, which one do I do first? Okigon mitzvahs karanos, the mitzvah that has to do with the corners of the mizbeach, and which one I'm going to apply the blood first. Sheni yodei meichan yaskal, I don't know where I should start from, so I'm going to start from the one that poga bereisha, that I encounter first, because they're all mitzvahs, they're all legitimate mitzvahs. Just the question of which one to do. You're not allowed to skip one mitzvah for the other. We have this concept by tefillin as well. You're supposed to put on the arm tefillin and then the head. What are you going to do if you accidentally pulled the head one out of the bag and now you're in a situation of a ma'avir and ala mitzvah? So you can't skip one mitzvah to do the other mitzvah. What are you going to do? And that's dealt with in halacha, but that's the case of a ma'avir and ala mitzvah. Says Tosfos, perhaps you don't have the concept of ein ma'avir and ala mitzvahs, if there's just one mitzvah and it's just a question of where to do it and when to do it. That's not ein ma'avir and ala mitzvahs. That's a very nice Jewish philosophy. Don't delay. Ein machmitzin es ha-mitzvahs. You don't make mitzvahs chametz. It's a nice concept. It's an important concept. But it's not the strict law that ein ma'avir and ala mitzvahs would be if it were to be applied here. And he says, Rashi holds, that you would only apply this rule if there were indeed two mitzvahs in front of you, not one mitzvah, and just the question of how soon I do it. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.